Okay, so we're here with BBC One Bang Goes the Theory. Could you tell us what I can see here? It's a car, but tell us a bit more.
Yeah, we're actually stood with our coffee car at one of the Bang Goes the Theory roadshows. And it's a car that we've actually built to run on coffee granules. So it's running on used coffee granules. And what we're actually doing, we've made them into a pellet. And we put them inside basically what looks like a boiler. But we actually set fire to them, and then under controlled circumstances, giving them a limited amount of oxygen, we actually burn them, take off the flammable gases, so we've got carbon monoxide and hydrogen, and that powers the engine.
So you say you set fire to it, you've got a simple ignition process involved. I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, it's a bit of a Heath Robinson ignition, really. It's a blowtorch. We put that in the bottom. It takes about 60 seconds. Once we've got a nice hot fire going in there, what actually happens is the pellets above that fire start venting off flammable gases. They start turning to charcoal. So once they start venting off the flammable gases, we cool them. We clean them in the filters. We've got a cyclone filter and a filter with rock wool insulation. That takes out the tars. Once we've got a nice, clean, cool gas, we pipe that down to the engine, a standard petrol engine, and away we go.
So you say, you mentioned that it's quite a clean gas, so this is a zero emissions car. It gives off nothing at all?
Nothing at all, CO2 and water vapour. So as long as our filters are working, there should be nothing else getting to the engine apart from the gas. So you could call it CO2 neutral.
So you've taken it all the way from London to Manchester. What sort of speeds were you able to manage with it?
Yeah, we did the trip from London to Manchester. Jem Stansfield of Bang Goes the Theory actually drove it. And we got 70 mile an hour, no problem out of it. It ran really well. Unfortunately, when we did the trip, we had a lot of traffic. It was a bad day. There was a wagon crash. Sat still for 5 hours, which isn't great in a coffee car.
So could you imagine this sort of technology being used in a more mainstream way?
Well, it was certainly used in the Second World War. We had 100,000 vehicles in this country actually ran on gasifiers. And the great thing about a gasifier, you can put anything in there, anything that's combustible. So grass, wood, leaves, anything at all, you can put in there and actually power the engine with it. And the Second World War, they used to use coal gas, which obviously we wouldn't think of using today, but it is something that could be used.
And one last question, have you got any more ideas for other things you'd like to power with it? Maybe a coffee powered helicopter or plane, anything like that?
Yeah, we'd like to do the coffee powered boat. It would be a lot safer, because if it did set on fire, you know, we'd have straight in the sea, and I think we should do a trip to France.
Great stuff, good luck.